League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go on the 12th of June. And this is your host, Ashwin. Welcome to another edition. Hello from Sri Lanka. Colombo, in fact. I am heading out back to Chennai this evening. And that's why the delay in news today. But tomorrow we'll be back on time. Apologies once again. On the 12th of June, GST rate on movie tickets below rupees 100. It's lowered from 28% to 18%. That's right. So any movie tickets that cost 100 rupees and below would cost you an 18% tax. A shakeup is impending at Uber. India will set 11 Pakistani civil prisoners free. Emmanuel Macron starting to get comfortable in France. While in the UK, May's seat is heating up. Nadal wins another French Open. And Batman died. First piece in the news, GST rate on movie tickets below 100 lowered from 28% to 18%. And tickets costing over 100 will continue to attract 28% GST. Notably, the council has reduced tax rates for 66 items after receiving representation for 133 items. A shakeup is impending at Uber. Uber's board meets today and is reportedly considering major changes and the highest levels of the company in the wake of former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder's report on the company's workplace culture. Uber's been having too many problems, sexual harassment cases, financing issues, just general demeanor and public perception. Chief Business Officer Emil Michael is expected to resign, and Uber's board may ask CEO Travis Kalanick to take a leave of absence. The guy's going through a rough patch, losing his mother, having a lot of his employees caught in sexual scandals, and their recent row with Lyft and Waymo as well. In fact, Lyft and Waymo have merged their self-driving car capabilities to kind of battle Uber in this space. So Travis has a very uphill task ahead of him. Next piece on the news is India will set 11 Pakistani civil prisoners free. A few days ago, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met casually with his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. Today, India will release a handful of Pakistan nationals from prison in what the government is calling a goodwill gesture. Over the weekend, Macron's starting to get comfortable in France. After first-round parliamentary voting closed in France on Sunday, polls project that French President Emmanuel Macron's newly formed party will win 390 to 430 seats in the parliament. If the results are confirmed in a second round of voting on June 18th, Macron will preside over one of the largest majorities in post-war France. While in the UK, May's seat is heating up. Over the weekend, UK Prime Minister Theresa May placed over prominent pro-Brexit members in positions of power. That's right, the moves appear to have been made in effort to strengthen the position and hope in an effort to appease members of a Conservative Party who are angry over a call for an early election that backfired spectacularly. That's right, Theresa May had majority. She called for elections, hoping she'd get more, but the move backfired. She was up against Corbyn, the Labour Party leader, who managed to get more votes than he already is rolling out. And News on the Go will keep covering that for you. Next piece of news is career's most important event, Nadal after French Open title. His 10th French Open title, Spaniard Rafael Nadal became the first tennis player in the Open era to win a single Grand Slam event 10 times following his 10th French Open title. Following his win, Nadal said, "I play my best in all events, but the feeling I have here is impossible to describe and difficult to compare to others. He's the god of clay." In fact, that French Open should just be renamed to Nadal Open now. 10 times, La Decima, that's what they're calling it. Last piece on the news is Batman died, Adam West, who played the Caped Crusader in the campy 1960s TV and film versions of Batman, has died at the age of 88. Sad news. On the 12th of June, wrapping up another edition, leaving you with Paris by Chainsmokers. I'm actually recording this news from a bus, a minivan to say. No speakers, so the background music is poor. I will see you tomorrow. Better quality, better timing, and back in India. Have a great day, guys, and I will see you on Tuesday, 8 a.m. Paris by Chainsmokers in the background.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.